The plaintiff, who is referred to as Jane Doe, will receive $800,000 in compensation and be provided with 4 years of housing, tuition, and fees. Jennifer Middleton is co-counsel for Jane Doe. She says this was a difficult experience for her client, and nothing can adequately compensate her for what she went through.
But having said that, I think other schools looking at this settlement can take away the message that if they're not vigilant about protecting all students on their campus from sexual assault, they can expect to potentially have to pay very significant compensation.
The plaintiff accuses three basketball players of raping her in a bathroom during a party following a victory. No criminal charges were filed due to lack of evidence. The players were dismissed from school and banned from campus for 4 years. U of O President Michael Schill said in a statement, "I do not believe any of our coaches, administrators, or other university personnel acted wrongfully." Jane Doe dropped a lawsuit against head coach Dana Altman last month. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.